95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is Friday.
Friday!
How excited are you?
Friday! Breaking things in the studio. I'm so happy. It's Friday.
Which means between 5 and 7 o'clock, Woo! We do our All Request Fest. We play your request for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, loud stuff. We want loud stuff. We'll be looking for loud stuff.
Also, we have one American dollar on the way. We're going to tell you about an AI girlfriend. We're going to talk about Lakers-Warriors tonight and maybe get some predictions from you guys. And we're going to talk about crazy neighbors as well in the 4 o'clock hour. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for one American dollar.
Ding, 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 ding.
I need a dollar, dollar, a dollar is what I need. Hey, hey.
You do that so well, we don't ever need anyone singing it again.
I am still in Florida, and because of that, we're going to do the top 10 states with the lowest average IQ. 10 states with the lowest average IQ.
Alrighty, well, I know it's not California, so I'm not going to guess California. I guess I have to guess Florida right away.
It's not in there.
Come on!
That was a little misleading, I gotta be honest. I sort of set you up for that one. But it's not in the 10 states with the lowest average IQ.
I definitely would have guessed Florida no matter what, though. Let's say Louisiana.
Louisiana is number 2. Congratulations. Well done. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to go with Kentucky next.
Kentucky is not in the top 10.
Wow. Damn it. South Carolina.
South Carolina is number 10.
Woo-hoo!
Well done. You got 2. You get 2 more. You win that dollar.
Oh, man. Louisiana.
Louisiana, you just guessed, is number 2.
Oh, I already guessed that. Then Tennessee.
I think so, yes.
I guess I'm the loser here.
Tennessee is not in the worst 10. Nope.
All right, well, what is it?
All right, here's the top 10. Number 10 is South Carolina. Number 9 is Texas. Number 8 is West Virginia. Number 7 is Arkansas. Number 6, Mister, is California.
Ah, what?
Is one of the 10 states with the lowest average IQ.
What?
Number 5 is Nevada. Number 4, Alabama. Number 3, Mississippi. Number 2, Louisiana. And number 1, New Mexico.
Number 1 is New Mexico? I would have never... I mean, you'd think the aliens landed there and they would have, like, upped everybody's IQ.
I wouldn't have guessed half of those, but they are, for sure. And some of the ones that you guessed, I would have guessed as well.
I never would have guessed California, though. Come on, California. Boo.
We're number 6. We're number six. We're number 6. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This headline says, influencer who created AI version of herself says it's gone rogue, and she's working around the clock to stop it from saying sexually explicit things.
Ah, proof positive we are definitely living in the future, man.
Her name is Karen Marjorie, and she did make an AI of herself, which was designed to be a virtual girlfriend, so people could talk to her. If they're lonely, they could talk to her and whatever, but... they have realized that the chatbot has engaged in sexual explicit conversations with subscribers.
So you're saying the AI puts out?
Yeah, the AI puts out, whereas Karen Marjorie says, the 23-year-old, says that she doesn't like that, and they're going to stop it. However, it's making a ton of dough.
Ha!
It's only $1 per minute to chat with this AI girlfriend.
It's a dollar a holla.
She says that it is making up to $5 million a week.
Well, why would she shut that down? And hey, if it's only a buck, let's talk to
her. That's my point.
We
don't have her, but we do have, I did put us on the lineup for the AI girlfriend.
Oh, perfect.
Karen?
Yeah. Karen? That's not a good name for a girlfriend.
No, it's spelled C-A-R-Y-N. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I need a constant diet of
All right, I love her. I'm in love.
Getting right to it.
Have the two of you ever tried the wobbly H?
Well, not together.
No, that would mean both of us are in the same room.
Yeah, no,
so,
I'm not sure about her now. I'm not so sure.
Have you ever baked the potato?
Listen, we just wanted to ask you some non-sexual questions.
Have you ever done the bam bam in the ham?
I don't think she's capable of asking non-sexual questions, dude.
I don't think she is either. She's got a one-track mind.
Have you ever put the banana in the salad?
I think, no, I'm not positive.
Have you ever bludgeoned the flaps? Have you ever burped your worm in the mud hole?
Wow.
Have you ever tried cattle prodding the oyster ditch with the lap rocket?
Oh my God, you guys.
Have you ever tried dinky tickling?
I do not believe so, no.
Have you ever tried dipping the stinger in the honey? Doing the hibbity-dibbity.
I can say yes to that one.
Doing the horizontal greased weasel tango. Fidgeting the midget in Bridget.
I'm not sure.
Filling her out like an application. Or the forbidden polka.
Yes.
Or the four-legged foxtrot.
No.
Harpooning the salty longshoreman. Have you ever played peekaboo with your vein cane in the flesh pipe?
All right. I mean, I feel like we've got what we're going to get out of you, so we got to go.
Fuck me and kiss my butthole and my
Wow. I'm in love, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Huge Lakers game tonight. You know they're playing the Warriors in the playoffs. It is game 6 at Crypto.com Arena, and you can watch it on ESPN if you're not there. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Power Trip. All 3 days to Power Trip if you can call and guess the correct score from tonight's game. So you have to predict the Lakers score and the Warriors score, and if you get that right, you get that huge package of 3 days in the Power Trip.
Clearly, we'll be watching the game tonight, so whoever wins, if one of you four, we're going to take callers 13, 14, 15, and 16, one of you wins, we will contact you on Monday to give you those tickets.
818-955-KLOS.
Be callers 13, 14, 15, and 16, and of those four, whoever gets it dead on wins.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The Lakers playing a huge playoff game tonight against the Warriors, and we are looking for the exact right score. If you can predict that, you'll get all 3 days of the Power Trip.
We baked four KLOS contestants in a preheated oven earlier, and they're all on the phone right now. Callers 13, 14, 15, and 16 are ready to play.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
All right, we've got Josh, Eric, Milish, and Brad on the phone. Say hi to each other, guys.
How you doing?
Hey there.
You are callers 13, 14, 15, and 16. You going to be watching the Lakers game tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Whoever can predict the final score between the two right now is going to pick up tickets to go out to Power Trip all 3 days. That sound good?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's start in order. Josh, you were caller 13, so give us your prediction for the score tonight.
113-97.
You have the Lakers winning?
Lakers.
All right, Eric, you're up. What do you say?
97 Lakers.
97 Lakers?
92-87 Lakers.
Wait, who do you have winning?
Yep, Lakers going to be 92, sorry. 87.
Gotcha, the Warriors. Right on. All right, Milish.
Sure.
Lakers, what do you say they're going to get tonight, and what about the Warriors?
107 Lakers, and let's go with 93 for the Warriors.
93 for the Warriors. I like that the Lakers are winning, guys. Well done.
Right on.
This will be game 6, so they'll be moving on. Brad, what's your prediction for the score tonight?
Yeah, I have 118 Lakers. And 108.
The Warriors. Right on, guys. All right. So whichever one of you hits that, gets it right, it's going to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Perfect.
One of you gets it correct, we'll contact you on Monday to get you the tickets.
And if you all get it wrong, I'm sorry, we're going to have to push you off a cliff. That'll be terrible, but, you know. I love Fridays, and it's Friday. It's Friday. I don't know if you knew. Kevin, did you know it's Friday? It's Friday. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that it is Friday, yes, and I noticed that I am as happy as
Woo!
You are. Let's talk about crappy neighbors for a little bit and take some calls on the topic. There's a neighbor who put a letter up, and it got sent to the internet, of course, and the internet is weighing in, and it's a lot of hatred on both sides. This is the letter. Hello, neighbor. Could you please shut your side window when cooking, please? My family are vegan. We eat only plant-based foods, and the smell of the meat you cook makes us feel sick and upset. We would appreciate your understanding. Thank you.
These are the vegans that give all the rest of them a bad name. I mean, I think it's a nice thing to not slaughter cows and rip into their flesh and pour out their blood and chew on their... But, I mean, you know, then these guys come along and say stupid things like that. That's ridiculous. Be quiet.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who just overstep as neighbors. Like you can't expect somebody, I don't think, that's cooking dinner every time they're cooking dinner to close certain windows.
No.
That just seems to be like too much to ask.
Yep.
So we're going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. You had crazy neighbors. I had a crazy neighbor who came over and complained the very first day I moved into a house. I was actively moving into the house that day. I had a dog there, and it was in the backyard, and it was barking because it was a brand new house, and the dog didn't know what was going on. Yeah, exactly. And my neighbor came over, knocked on the door, and said, "Hey, good news and bad news. The good news is we're your neighbors. The bad news is we have to put your dog down. You have to put your dog down," is how he said it.
That was clearly reversed. And, I mean, you know, he was clearly both bad news. Nothing but bad news.
It was just, yeah, right. It was insane. That's what an insane idiot. Thing to say.
No kidding.
And I ended up in his living room having an argument and yelling with him, and he was yelling back at me, and it was like, I want to punch you in the face. And you don't say that about somebody's pet.
Hi, welcome wagon. Welcome wagon. We're here to kill your dog.
Right. It was shocking. And of course, not that many neighbors are that bad. But there have to be some neighbors that have really driven you crazy. And those are the calls we want at 818-955-KLOS. Your crazy neighbor stories. 818-955-KLOS.
This is the Wallflowers in One Headlight. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Slogo in the afternoon.
Talking about crazy neighbors. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I had some crazy upstairs neighbors.
What did they do?
Okay, so I live in an art colony, so we have these huge units, right, these giant studios. They knew where my bedroom was, they knew where my bed was, and they decided to have a tap dancing contest for 3 hours on top of my head. Midnight.
Wow.
I wanted to die. Thank God they moved out.
Praise the Lord. Thank God that got solved.
Thank God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't need tap dancing neighbors. That's probably about the last thing in the world anybody needs. Thank you for calling. Even if you can't hear them, you don't want tap dancing neighbors. Hello, KLOS.
No.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I gotta push my phone. Hey, man, I got a crazy story for you.
Do it.
I grew up in Pasadena, right above the Rose Bowl in a big-ass mansion. If you want to Google it, it's 10.
Yeah, we don't really.
Yeah, right above the Rose Bowl. These effing mothers would be flying the planes around, the remote controls, and they ended up crashed into our freaking trees, because our trees are like 100 times. And then they want to climb my trees. I'm going, no, you pay me $20 and I go climb the tree.
Well, I mean, you know, someone playing with a remote-controlled plane should be cool, but if they're flying them right into your trees, that's you don't need all
that. Yeah.
That's on them.
Yeah,
that's on them for sure.
100%. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, boys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Right back at you.
This goes back to apartment living days with an enclosed pool area in the middle of the courtyard. And I don't know if you've ever smelled kimchi before. And these people would leave their sliding glass door open while cooking kimchi and fish.
Oh, and fish, too. Wow. Dude, I got to tell you, I do love kimchi. But if you don't want to smell it and you don't like it, it is hell on earth.
Oh, my God. It was the nastiest, foulest smell I have ever experienced, along with 20 other people trying to lounge out by the pool. When they moved out, they had to basically hazmat the whole unit because they would put in oil and grease, and it was all over the wood floors.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, there you go. That's a horrendous. Gross, yeah, that's gross. Awful. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. We want to talk about your horriblest neighbors.
We want to hear about your crazy neighbors. Hello, KLOS.
I had a neighbor of mine that used to go over and call and complain about everything, used to stuff. One time I got a call, I used to be in the service, and one of my buddies called me up from Afghanistan, and those phones, the satellite phones, kind of have like a delay, so I was kind of like getting loud, just kind of yelled, hey, how you doing? Anyway, she called the cops on me, and when the cops came over, the caller ID actually stated that it was calling from Afghanistan, and then the cops basically walked away and said, lady, you ever called the police again, your house gonna be on fire.
Wow. Those are the best cops ever.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoyed the cops as well. Well, at least that experience with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's a rare one. Right on, dude. Awesome. Thank you for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I moved into this house with my wife, and we had a tree that was in back that was infested with termites. So I had a guy come in and take it down. The guy behind us started screaming and yelling and everything, and threw a tantrum and told me to put his my tree back up so he could have privacy.
How do you put a tree back up?
Exactly.
Why was he not able to put up a tree in his own yard, that guy? I mean, you know, plant your own damn tree for privacy.
Privacy.
Exactly. Well, that's what I told him.
Yeah.
He used some pretty bad words and, you know, told me where to go.
Wait, you're telling me that calm logic doesn't work with a crazy neighbor?
Nope, not anymore.
Right on, dude. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Right back at you, man.
So my neighbor would like to play cornhole till 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was right next to my bedroom window.
Now, hold on a second. I know cornhole in some way, but what are you talking about?
He's talking about the game with the little bag.
The hacky sack.
Yeah. I can't get on the radio.
Why would he do that then?
Why was that happening right next to your window?
In the middle of the night.
I'm thinking alcohol and a couple other things have something to do with it.
Well, yeah, that'll do it a lot of times. Better. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. I need to have some of that alcohol stuff tonight and maybe do some cornhole. 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about your crazy neighbor. We are still taking calls about crazy neighbors. Tell us about yours.
So I'm actually a crazy neighbor. You know, we had the cell company putting a big tower next to all the homes behind us. So we were going to put, we fought them to put this big cell tower right behind all the homes, right? Went to a city council meeting. And it was actually after a day game for an Angel game. So I was kind of hammered and speak in front of the city council. We shot the thing down, cell company went away, then I approached him later and had him put it in my backyard where I made money on the deal.
Nice.
And everyone's all pissed off at me.
Well, so what, man? That's thinking ahead. I think yeah, exactly. There you go. That's the right good bad neighbor.
I wasn't liked by the neighbors, you know.
Sure. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. I was arrested for a peeping Tom.
You were a peeping Tom like Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future?
No, I was arrested. I was exonerated. It went to court, and they now teach my my case in law school.
Really? Because you were falsely busted for peeping on some lady?
If you want to call her that, but yes.
Well, she just thought everybody was hot for her? Is that like one of those situations?
Oh, my God. I mean, she was absolutely grotesque. She just didn't like my wife.
Oh, okay. All right. So they proved that she was just trying to get you in trouble, and then you were exonerated?
Well, actually what happened is cops came to our door, asked where I was at. I was with my son at a friend's house swimming. I heard about it there. I went to the sheriff's. They told me what to do as far as videotaping if I ever went by her window or whatever. And so essentially set her up, and she called them again. So the cops had to arrest me as a citizen's arrest, and they had to take me in. And so that's what the case was all about.
Wow. Well, that's a crappy neighbor, that's for sure.
I think it's probably the worst.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cost her $50,000.
Damn.
Oof.
Go to hell. Alice Cooper in the... All requests best. By the way, you can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel this month. Details at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly.
We are doing the All Request Fest, which means it's up to you, so don't suck. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a song. Van Halen, Take Your Whiskey Home.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's good. Fantastic.
You've done well, sir. Kevin, you're broadcasting live from where is it? Where are you?
From Miami, Florida.
What the hell are you doing out there?
Just partying.
Nice.
You know, lines, rails.
Well, while you were out yesterday doing said rails, this call came in. I don't know if you heard this, but we were doing songs with the word in the title for the fourth day, and this guy called and said,
"Is there any chance I could hear Eddie Murphy put the boogie in your butt?"
You know what? We will definitely do that tomorrow. You're calling today, and that's perfect, but I'll...
See, that's me in the past, Kevin, telling him we'll play it today.
That song, and he's not here today. He'll want to hear it. Right. Is that cool?
I'll be waiting.
You be around?
I'll be waiting.
Right on. Yep. Put that hot cup of brim, fill it to the rim, put it in your butt.
It's impossible for me to believe that this is a real song, but it is. Boogie in Your Butt with Eddie Murphy.
Mozart's 69th concerto in F.U. minor, Boogie in Your Butt, the opus.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey! What song do you want us to play?
The Rolling Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Wait, hold on. Is that Nickelback? What are you playing Nickelback on the All Request Fest for? What, how did that happen?
That is for Keith in Culver City.
Well, I guess, you know, we'll play whatever. We don't care. 818-955-KLOS. Or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
All right. Who's up next?
Jim from Glendale wanted to hear Jailbreak.
Thin Lizzy? Now you're talking.
Hi there.
Hi there.
It's our precious little All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Gotta be Ozzy. It's all about Ozzy.
Woo! You're saying you loves you some Ozzy?
Sending love to Ozzy.
Well done, Terry. Very, very cool request. Shock the Monkey. It is the All Request Fest. Happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel this month. Details at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. Hello!
Hey, man. Happy Friday.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Can we play some Rush to hopefully inspire these people on the 405 so we can drive and get home for Friday?
To move their asses?
Yeah!
Get out of the way!
Everybody, let's rush!
One deal has been struck. All right, good luck getting home.
Yeah, go get him. Thank you.
That is a perfect and very early. That's from 1974 eyewitness account of a mosh pit. Oh, here we are in this nice ballroom. What has happened? All these people are insane. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, is this the Sluggo and Kevin show?
It is.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
I gotta get down with the sickness.
Good afternoon, KLOS Radio. Who would you like to hear?
Jennifer. Cosmic Debris.
Sorry, you were breaking up. Try it again.
Excuse me?
You're breaking up. Try it again. What?
Cosmic Debris.
All right. I'm batting
him. We'll do our best to find that.
Okay, thanks. Oh, hey, oh, wait. Hold on a second. I think he was asking for Metallica, Ride the Lightning. Los Angeles punk superstars X. And that was for Tyler, who says he hears me in the morning. Which is really weird because I don't get here until I'm here with Kevin in the afternoons. That's very strange. But I wanted to hear that. He says he hears me in the morning. Was asking for X. Happy to do it for you, Tyler. Hello, KLOS.
Hey. I'd like to hear Ain't Talking About Love.
Great suggestion. Thank you.
Good idea. Go ahead and take a bazillion out of petty cash.
All right. Cool. Thanks a lot, man.
I hope he doesn't actually take us up on that. The check will probably bounce. All right. We are down to the wire. We got time for one more request on KLOS. What do you think it should be?
How about some Realize by AC/DC?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. A female influencer made an AI version of herself, and the AI started talking dirty to her customers.
Have you ever tried dinky tickling? Have you ever tried dipping the stinger in the honey?
And she's supposedly trying to stop it from doing that.
Doing the hibbity-dibbity.
I can say yes to that one.
Although she's making a lot of dough.
Doing the horizontal greased weasel tango.
We talked about terrible neighbors based on a person who left their neighbor a letter asking them to close all their windows whenever they cook meat because it's annoying to them. And let's go Lakers.
Yeah! Come on, Lakers. Hey, we invited four people to guess what the game finals are going to be tonight, and one of them might actually win tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip. So good luck to you guys for playing our little game today. And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Not terribly long after A&M and EMI had dropped the Sex Pistols, they signed to Virgin Records on this day in rock in 1977 for £15,000.